Is Apple going sour?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And Apple stock is down sharply this morning after a report that demand for the iPhone 5 could be waning. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple has cut its orders for iPhone 5 components, like screens, because of weak demand. David Brancaccio hosts Marketplace Tech, and he's with me now live here in the studio. Morning, David.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, so I guess the implication here is that if they're not ordering as many screens, as the Wall Street Journal says, that demand is not good, sales won't be good.
Right. And some analysts have been smelling this in the air for a couple of weeks now. Now we have Reuters and the Journal reporting what looks like hard evidence that while the phone is doing okay, it now faces fierce competition from some perfectly fine other smartphones made by, for instance, Samsung. I should have known this would happen. Going into the holidays, my mobile phone company offered to upgrade my college kids to an iPhone 4.
Yeah.
That's the previous generation. But still, iPhone for free. Free, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I thought, great way to take care of the holiday gift giving. So I showed Nick and Madeline the free iPhone. But there was an option, $129 upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy 2. Both kids said, maybe the Samsung.
They'll take the Samsung. That's got to be that kind of thing. I mean, especially going along with a story like this, has got to be pretty worrying for Apple. How serious is it for the company?
Well, it means that Apple, if it means that Apple is somehow falling out of vogue, it could be a warning that Apple can't keep demanding the higher prices it does for its gear moving forward. Now, there have been rumors in recent days of a so-called iPhone mini. This might be a smaller iPhone. Or it could be an iPhone stripped of some features so it sells for less. Something like that could expand its market or cannibalize sales and hurt profits.
And right now we're looking at the Apple stock price. It's down just above $500 a share, down 3% almost this morning.
And you know who's having a much better day than Apple? Samsung of South Korea. It announced sales of its Galaxy S smartphone, the iPhone rival, have reached an enormous 100 million.
Marketplace tech host David Brancaccio, thanks a lot.
You bet.